Are you eager to go against a quarterback they haven't faced before? Do you get you? Does that kind of get you, you know, excited to face somebody different and see what they have?
I mean, I'm not eager. You know, I played a, you know, the second guy. He is the guy of the future, though. So it's good to, go and, you know, play against him, you know, for the future. But, you know, you just would like the circumstances to be totally different. You know, you would like to, you would like for this game to mean more than what it means, and you would like for all the starters to play. And that's what you would like. You know, I would like a lot of different stuff to happen in 2017. It didn't, you know, really go as planned, and you just got to keep it moving. You know, 2017 is in the books, and another tough offseason coming up, and OTAs, and we'll be back. I'll be back for year 8, and hopefully we'll have, you know, drastically different results.
What thing will you take most from 2017 to make 2018 different for you?
I mean, individually, I can't take much, but I'm not a, you know, I'm just not me. You know, I look at the whole. I look at, you know, my job, my organization, you know, everything. And we all would like for things to be different. You know, we'd like to have, you know, a lot more wins in the win column, and, you know, a lot less losses. And you know, what I take with me is just, you know, resilience that we had. You know, win or loss, or, you know, whatever it may be, the type of leader that I was this year, the type of locker room that we had. I would like to keep that the same. I would take that with me in 2018. You know, everything else, they can have that. They can have that.
The rest of it, you can.
Yeah, they can have that. You know.
Do you think you'll have bigger presence in the locker room every year going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think naturally that's, you know, what happens and what occurs. You know, the old bulls, you know, they move out, and, you know, the young guys, you know, pick up a bigger role. And, you know, I've seen it happen, you know, before with, you know, Wesley Woodyard and, you know, David Bruton and all these guys, and now it's my turn.
Are you an old bull yet?
No, I'm not. I probably still got like 12. 15. 12, 15. I hate to say that old word like that. I'm feeling good. You know, I'm ready to go.
Is that a difficult transition?
What?
For you to go from being one of the young guys and then to being
No, because, I mean, when I first came in as a rookie, I felt like I had that type of personality. I probably wasn't, you know, the leader that I am today or the leader or any of that stuff, but I always had a big personality in the locker room. So I've always felt like I had a huge role in the way you know, this team flows and the energy of the team since day one. So I just developed on that, built on that, and, you know, here we are today.
Can you tell guys uncomfortable stuff?
With me?
Yeah.
I love telling people uncomfortable stuff. That's I mean, I love keeping it brutally honest. You know, I think that's one of my best characteristics. You know, I love keeping it brutally honest with, you know, not only, you know, my teammates, but, you know, my family. I just like keeping it real. I just, you know, maybe it's just a little, I feel, you know, a little sick feeling that I get from that, you know, telling people the truth. You know, people tell me the truth. I like to tell other people the truth. I see it as the truth. My profession is all about the truth. What you put out on the football field is what it is. You can't sugarcoat that. And that's what I like to do. And I feel like over time, if the rookies develop that same mindset, then, you know, we'd be a hell of a team to beat in the future.
In late December, you've had the feeling where all things are possible for this team. Through January?
No, it's over. It's over now. We got one more game. It's over.
Yeah. What's the difference?
We can't make the playoffs.
What's the difference in the room and inside your head or whatever?
Right now?
Yeah, right now. Between this year when we got one more game and it's done.
I still got an opportunity. I got 10 sacks right now. I mean, I got an opportunity to build on that. Our defense is playing, you know, lights out. I've been playing lights out all year long. And we still have an opportunity to build on that and still finish high defensively, despite all the other adversities and challenges that we've been through this year. So that's what keeps me going. I mean, you know, when I pull up to the gate, you know, my key card still works. You know, I come in the locker room, the guys still respect me. Coaches, you know, still love me. I still love to play football, and that's where we keep it. He's just a dominant right tackle. I don't think he got enough credit for, you know, left tackle. Oh, my bad. I go against right tackle. He's just a dominant tackle in general, left or right. And you know, I just remember him locking up some of the best. You know, from, you know, DeMarcus when he's with the Cowboys, Dwight Freeney, just everybody. I don't think he got enough credit for that. If he played in the era that we play in now, where every single play is on Pro Football Focus and, you know, all of this other stuff, he would have, you know, more recognition. But he was a truly dominant player, Very soft-spoken. And usually when you got guys like that that's so dominant, they let their play speak for him. He was a hell of a leader. I just remember him taking me under his wing, you know, since day one. He's just great. I wish he could have finished, you know, here with the Broncos, but, you know, that's the nature of the beast. But he was an incredible friend, incredible teammate, and it's a really cool honor to have him honored at the game.
Still a championship defense you got here?
I mean, we didn't win this year, so you can't really, you know, call it a championship defense. You know, we'll still be living in the past, you know, if I say, you know, we're still a championship defense. We still have a really good defense that can win championships. Yes, we do have that. We just gotta build on that. And I think we will. You know, if you just look at the leadership that we have here, you know, two times not going to the playoffs is just not going, it's just not going to ride. You know, it's going to be some drastic changes this offseason, and, you know, I'm up for it. You know, I want to get back in the mode to being competitive and winning. And I think the leadership, you know, we have championship leadership here. That's still there. Might not have a championship defense, but we still have championship leadership, championship facilities, championship staff here. As long as we have that nucleus, you know, the championships will come.
That brutal honesty you talked about, how do you think the rookies have taken that this year?
I don't know. I don't know. I hope they take it as, you know, dang, you know, I hope they take it as Vaughn just telling the truth, you know, because I would like, that's how, like, I think I sat up here a couple of weeks ago, and they asked me a question. I want people to tell me the truth about what they see and what's really going on. And I hope they will appreciate that I'm telling the truth and not just babying them along. You know, VJ gave us a speech about taking young guys under the wing, and that's what I've always done. I always gravitate to the young guys. I tell them the truth, whether it's great or whether it's bad, you know, and I hope they just appreciate it. And over time, if we continue to have that relationship and that dialogue with each other, we'll build on that, and our team would be phenomenal if we could just keep it real.
Vaughn, if John asked you to come upstairs and he said, tell me the truth, what do you think? What would you tell him?
I would tell him, we work at the same place. You know, me and John, we work together. So I'm right along with whatever he's thinking. You know, he has a better eye for it than me, but, I'm right there with him. You know, I think the comments that he made early in the year, I think they were, you know, blown out of proportion. But, I mean, that was the team that we had. You know, it was a soft product that we were putting out on the field. And, you know, he was brutally honest about it, you know, and you can only respect him for that. And, you know, individually not, but, you know, as a team and the product that we were putting out there, it was soft. And, you know, if I go to John's office right now, and I would say the same thing. We see eye to eye on everything that's happening. I'm right there with him. I'm gonna follow his lead to the ship burns down. So I'm with him together.
Guys said that's what they appreciate about the fans, is he tells you guys the truth. Mm-hmm. He's authentic in that way. Is that what makes me don't see behind the scenes on why guys rally for him and support him, where the outside criticism?
I don't know if it's behind the scenes. I think that's just the type of coach that he is. You know, he's just a truthful coach, and you know, if it was just a tough hand that he was dealt. You know, I feel Coach VJ is one of my favorite coaches that I've ever played with. I could just, you know, you relate to Coach. I relate to Coach Fox and Kubiak, you know, all of those guys. But, you know, Coach VJ taking on the job that he had and still, you know, trying to finish the way that he's trying to finish, I respect him for that. I respect him for not changing and being the exact same coach that he was day one in the spring that he is today. I respect him in that. I respect him for not changing his philosophies and, you know, being the exact same person and still believing in his dream. And if the shoes were, you know, switched, if the roles were switched, I would want, you know, a player to do the same for me. And that's just what we're trying to do. It will turn. It's just a tough year this year. It was a tough year last year. Got great leadership. We got great guys in our locker room. We just got to put it on the football field, and we will get it done. You know, I believe in everything Dove Valley, so we'll be good.
How are you attacking this offseason last year? I think you trained in
same
San Francisco.
Yeah, the same way. I attack it the same way. I mean, I can't, you know, it's, you know, time change. You know, I'm not going, you know, overseas and doing all that stuff, so I have a little bit more time. But, yeah, the exact same. I just want to have, you know, 2.0 of the offseason that I had last year. I felt like that was it really helped me out, you know, working the way I worked and, you know, coming in the way I came in, healthy and, you know, fit. So I want to build on that and just have a 2.0 of that offseason.
You got a Ferrari?
Yeah.
Ferrari for Christmas?
Yeah, I got a Ferrari for Christmas. Came in after the loss. I was upset. My mom and dad, they were in the garage, my family. And they was like surprised. I'm looking around like, what? And they was like, the car. And it was red Ferrari right there. And my very first question was, so how are we doing this? So how are we doing this? But, you know, my mom and my dad, they've always found this is the type of parents that I've had since day one. You know, they've always tried to find ways to make it happen for me and my little brother. And it still doesn't change, you know, me being 28, you know, in the situation I'm in, they tried to find something that I didn't have, and they did it. So I got, you know, the best parents in the world. So love those guys.
Find the checkbook is easy to copy.
Yeah, it is. We got the same name, too. We got the same name, too.
Oh, that's me, really.
All right, thank you, guys.